You are listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO in Medford. Enjoy the show. That was Rubble Bucket with Not Cut Out For This from their latest EP, If You See My Enemies.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. I guess you don't have to. You could also look it up yourself. Hey, you know, folks, this is a lesson in news, how we get our media, where we get our, I don't know, facts. Because what I could have said just now, that could have been all Steve Bannon, you know, cuckoo land facts.
I'll take your word for it.
No, Brent, that's precisely the kind of attitude that I'm trying to get rid of here.
You're saying me trusting is negative?
I'm saying of your news media, of which
this was an extended metaphor.
Boom!
I was in on it the whole time.
Yeah, Brandon, it's cool. We're good.
I also broke my headphones during that.
Oh my gosh! Wow, I can see that on
this is these. I think these have not been working for quite some time, but they were never not working.
Well, it's a good thing that like the headmistress didn't just come in and see you, you know, having broken those,
oh, thank goodness,
right? Because that's
just another extended metaphor.
No, Brent, I'm just saying, literally, that's how it always happens, right? You touch the thing that 1,000,000,000 other people have touched, and then yours is the straw that broke it.
And they go, oh, sorry, Donald Trump, it's your fault that the government doesn't work.
Boom, we lied. It was an extended metaphor. You're listening to Our Comedy Electric, WFO's longest-running improv valet. My name is John C. Merfeld.
I'm Brendan Corston, as sometimes... And on snow days.
Yeah, boss those mother-loving teeth around.
Boss those snowy teeth around.
Yeah.
Wait, this is a real headphones issue.
Yeah. I mean, you could pop on another pair.
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to do that in the meantime.
Oh, man, pop on another pair. Great, great little phraselet.
Season 8, season 7, whatever.
Yep. How are those working? You hear my dulcet tones?
Not well.
You feel me vibrating?
I think this might be your headphones.
Unlikely. I'm wearing my headphones.
No. I mean your home headphones. They're not though.
What?
It's fine.
What?
I think these might have been purchased to replace these broken ones.
Oh, you thought they were literally my headphones?
Yeah.
Oh no, dude, mine are much cooler.
Oh.
And more rad.
Wow. This isn't an extended metaphor at all. You're just bragging about some headphones.
That's right. Anyway. Hey, yeah, Bren.
Out of these.
Snow day. I think it's our first snow day ep.
First snow day ep.
You know,
a lot of things had to fall into place for this to happen.
That's true.
It had to be on a Tuesday, and we had to still come.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. Oh, I get it. The snow day had to be on the Tuesday. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
we've had some other snow. Is this the third one this year, or just the second?
We had a delayed opening.
Yeah, we did have a delayed opening. A full-blown snow day.
This is still the third snow day. I'm not sure.
I get them mixed up, because there was a day during reading period last semester that was not a snow day, but I... kind of treated it like one. I had a little, like, pretend snow day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, what, did you use, like, paper cut-up confetti? Like, how did you...
I'm not really at liberty to say how I marked the occasion.
Oh. That's disconcerting.
I know. That's why I'm not at liberty to say.
That's why you're... Yep.
Anyway, yeah, Bren, any big plans? Any big plans? Festivals in the works?
Oh my gosh. Well, here's the fun thing. This is a little story about the pros and cons of a snow day.
Ah, yes. Should I get out my chart?
Get out your chart.
Of pros and cons.
Listeners at home, you already know what to do. Break out that pros and cons chart.
We've been here thousands of times before, listeners. You know this age-old gag. All right.
Classic Lucky Owl pro-con chart.
Yeah.
But,
is that the first time you've said Lucky Owl on the Lucky Owl?
On the air? I think it might be.
Wow.
We're breaking out some new ways to call the show what it is.
Yeah, sure.
But, here's the deal.
Wait, sorry, which mic is that?
Just four. Tufts buildings are closed today. This one being an exception.
Well, it is closed. We just have access to it.
Right. But, Tisch Library, Eaton Hall, those are two buildings that are closed, and those are two of the only buildings on campus with GIS on their computers.
Now, Brennan, for the lay folk, how about you take that acronym? Not even an acronym, it's just an abbreviation.
Yeah.
Because I learned there's a difference. An acronym actually is like its own word. Like you'd say, like, DARPA. That's an acronym.
Right.
But how about you take GIS and just expand it out a little bit?
GIS? Good internet stuff.
Ah. Right. GIS just like Ma used to make.
Geographic information systems.
Uh huh.
Or
like a map.
Like it's mapping software. It is involved in several of, or at least two of my classes.
Sure.
And I sure don't have access to it today. So.
Is that why you were up so late last night?
That's why I was up till, like, I was in Eaton till around 1:30 or so.
Oh my.
On snow day eve.
Oh my lord. I was up till 1:30 watching the girls Gilmore. So.
Of course.
So, you know.
Gilmore is super.
Yeah. Wow. See, now, listeners, that's an example of an off-air conversation that Brennan and I had about when he went to bed. Because you'll notice I didn't have to say, when did you go to bed? I said, so that's why you went to bed late. You know, and
just, like,
I...
filling in some gaps there.
Filling in some gaps. And here's the spoiler. Here's the reveal.
Finally, we get to announce it.
I think people are going to be very intrigued to hear that after after six, or in the, what, this is season six. You'll finally now know, Brennan and I, we communicate outside the confines of this show.
We talk now and again.
We talk now, and then again.
And then again.
After the show.
those are the times.
Those are the two times we talk. So I'm just trying to, I'm not trying to pull the wool over anyone's eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, if anything, I'm trying to
certainly
remove,
not over this sheep's eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, if anything, I'm trying to shear some of the wool that might have gotten in your eyes.
Right.
You sheep. yeah, so.
We said it. That's it. I mean, wow.
I mean, what more is there?
Big news. I guess, that's the shortest episode.
Let's call it. Yeah. Well, y'all will also notice we don't have any guests. I mean, sometimes we dole them out in chunks.
Right.
Much like a chowder from a can. Yeah, today...
You know everyone's favorite food and way to eat it?
Brent and I are just doing, you know, the two hosts. And just the way the show originally was.
Yeah. We'll have some on-air conversations. They might even tie into off-air conversations.
Yeah, which will make you guys feel included.
Exactly. Like a podcast that six people listen to.
Hey, no. Sir.
Hey.
No, sir. Let's look at that figure. Oh, 12! That's literally double your figure. See, folks, sometimes we're not immune from fake news.
We're not.
Reporting it, that is.
So with 12 listeners plus two of us, we got ourselves a 7-on-7 football game.
What? Oh, plus the two of us. Right. Yeah. Who would you be on your team?
Football player.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I feel like maybe sometimes I'd throw the ball. Sometimes I would catch it.
Well, I hope those would be different plays.
No, it's actually the same play.
Ooh,
it really throws
Brent,
people off.
You're gonna run into some. You're gonna run into some legal difficulties.
Run.
No. I mean, you're gonna run into some legal difficulties in addition to running into some end zones.
Oh, are you saying that there's gonna be lawyers on the field?
I'm saying, I'm assuming most of our listeners are attorneys. Yes,
that is true.
We
do want to thank the ABA for sponsoring.
Oh yeah, yes, ABA. Follow the damn laws. that's a lot of organizations.
Little known slogan.
Yeah.
Little known slogan.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, anyway. I got so distracted.
Legal difficulties?
No, it was way before we got that sidetracked.
So it wasn't about football at all?
I dare I say it? No.
If you say so.
I do. Bren. Oh, here's what I was going to say.
Sure.
I got just a little bright spot.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah. Even in these days of Donald Trump.
Yep.
Who, as I've said before, I'm not quite sold on.
You know what, John? It's a little weird to say. Got to agree with you.
And I'm waiting for somebody out there to really sell me. You know, I mean, I'm ready to go. You know, I mean, if there's a bandwagon, I've got my bandwagon bags. I'm ready to ride,
your
baby.
Bags are packed. You're running right behind the wagon.
Yeah. I just need somebody to hoist me up there.
Sure.
But until then,
like so many chunks of chowder into a can.
Until then. You hoist it in and you dole it out.
Right.
Yeah.
In the manufacturing process.
Yeah. Oh, man. Always. But until I get hoisted into that bandwagon,
Look, I don't think a little skepticism should be illegal.
Yeah, right. So I'm feeling, you know, however I feel about the administration, but at least
we've talked about it on the show pretty negative. We both feel
so that's the second reveal of this episode. That's the second reveal.
Man, a lot of stuff real bad.
But until then, I feel like our reveals, by the way, have been pretty tame thus far
in terms of them being things everyone already knows.
In terms of being consistent with people's expectations. Yes.
Yeah.
But you know who's still there in that administration?
Who's that?
Well, it's our old friend.
Uh-oh.
Janet Yellen.
Time to talk about it.
FCC chair. They're raising the rates, folks.
Raise those rates.
And now I think it's time for another...
I think it's time for our sound engineer to play our theme song.
Yep. So let me just poke him awake.
Let's just wake up the sound engineer.
Wake up the sound engineer.
He's always dozing on the job.
Yep. Hold on. I gotta...
It's fair. He's nocturnal, so it's weird for us to...
Yeah, and it's been a while.
It has. I was 100% just gonna go, it's been a while, but then I remember that this is not actually... Any of the other podcasts that we listen to.
Yep. All right. It's time for... it's time for Yelling at Yelling. Keep your hands off of my stack. You hear that, Janet? Keep them off. I mean, yeah. All right. Hold on. So let me just get the deets. If you want to warm up with a little general rage.
Sure. So, well, if you're a first time listener, thanks for tuning in. And I hope you're enjoying your snow day. The Yelling at Yelling is a long running Electric Hour segment where we talk to and about Janet Yellen, head of the Fed? SEC.
What? No, the Fed. What?
The Fed.
Yeah, bro. Come on, Bren. Have you not been even listening to the...
It's been a while since we yelled at Yellen.
Dude, do you not follow everything she does?
I do.
The SEC, Brennan.
No, you're right.
Let me tell you about the SEC, okay?
Oh, boy. Wait, is it time for let me tell you about the SEC?
Yeah, it is. Let me just wake up our sound engineer again. It is time for a little... Now, let me tell you about the SEC.
Is this a Pink Floyd sponsor?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Let me tell you about the SEC, okay? Imagine everyone is a tiger, okay?
Okay, I'm
the SEC, no claws. No claws. No claws. Which is precisely what you say when you don't want Father Christmas to come into your house. And you have to shake around a holly branch on your roof and yell those
things. Or just have a tiger.
Or have a mother-loving tiger. Yeah.
Have a tiger that goes rawr.
I think you might want to be a little more intimidating than that.
I have a tiger that goes, get out of here, Santa Claus.
Yeah, baby, get out of here.
Okay. No, I knew that it was the Fed. I just couldn't remember.
All right.
That's fine. SEC, Securities Exchange Commission. It's a whole other thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, that was, let me tell you about
every day.
The SEC. Anyway,
it's the very same.
Bren, let me. Whoa, ah, hey, the, okay, that's
that
effect, that's affecting me. Yes.
Oh. Man, oh man.
Well, I like. Yeah. All right. All right.
Sorry.
Bro. Dang it. You bungled me.
All right. I know. I did.
All right. Whatever. All right. I found what I am sure is not a total right wing article because the headline is "Stronger U.S. Economic Growth." Over my dead body, says Janet Yellen. So this is from Friday. It's from today. All right, great.
Up to date news.
By Mike Whitney. So let me just read you guys some of this article, okay? We're gonna have some beef, and I just want to get an unbiased perspective.
Sure.
Where the picture for this article is a big pile of $100 bills.
So from unbiased perspective, unfiltered, just like we always do, coming at you quick.
Okay, here now I'm quoting from Mr. Whitney. Here's what's going on. According to the Atlanta Fed, the U.S. economy is expected to grow at a respectable 2.8% for the first quarter of 2017. That's not bad, considering... Oh, wow, there's no period. Wow, this is not even... All right. I'm getting this off of Global Research...
That feels like an overstatement.
Yeah, it's
in both words.
They sure must have bought that domain in 1993. That's not bad, considering that for the entire year of 2016, the economy...
Was that you? No, that was me.
Okay, I can't blame... I mean, to be fair, that was me.
All right.
The economy hobbled along at an anemic 1.6%. Unfortunately, the Fed's original forecast has been slashed to account for the downturn in the data. According to their current calculation, the economy is growing at a meager 1.2%. In other words, the already sluggish and underperforming economy is gradually grinding to a standstill. This isn't the kind of environment where the Fed typically raises rates. In theory, lower rates create an incentive for borrowing, which boosts consumer business spending, which in turn increases growth. Conversely, raising rates, however slightly, has a negative impact not only on rate-sensitive sectors of the economy, i.e. housing, but also on stock and bond markets where investors adjust their portfolios to reflect the rising cost of credit. So why is the Fed raising rates and the economy is crawling along at suboptimal speed? You can't use suboptimal in an article where you're trying to fearmonger, sir. At suboptimal speed and perhaps headed for recession? That question can be answered by two words, Donald Trump. Oh, wait a minute. I'm confused about what this guy's point is.
I think he also is.
All right. Well, I don't know what this guy's trying to say. This article's too long to... Thesis statements, Whitney. Anyway,
Whitney.
Janet, look. I mean, Brennan, come on. Back me up here.
Janet, what's going on? Please explain it to me in an article that's not on globalresearch.com.
Yeah.
What I would like is for you to go on your computer... I'm sure you're not that busy.
Yeah. Just, what could she be doing?
Or go on your computer. Go on your typewriter if you want. If you feel like just bringing it back to the good old days. Type me up a letter. Type me up a letter that says, Brennan, here's what's going on. Here's my justification. And I'm Janet. And thanks. And you know what, Janet? Why not just send it to all of the American people?
Yeah, yeah. Here, Brennan, let's do some role play. I'll be Janet Yellen, okay. And you'll be the American people.
Great. I think I'm definitely the best person to represent that as just as a straight white man going to college at Tufts. Definitely good to represent everyone in that way.
Brennan, hold on. Brennan, we need to take this offline.
Jen's a little thing called intersectionality.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Janet, go ahead. Sorry to bring an air of seriousness to this conversation about the economy.
We already started. Oh, gosh, hold on. Let me put on my face. Whoop.
Wow, you look just like Janet Yellen.
I don't think I get it. Don't borrow so much. Rates are high. What do you think about that, American people?
Are you dying?
No. God. Brennan, be cool.
What's going on?
Brennan, be cool. Do we need to take this offline? Do we need to take this offline?
Okay, we can take it offline. I'm just confused about what's going on.
All right, Brennan, let's take it offline.
Okay, we can take it offline. This is an offshoot of Intimate Story Time.
Yeah. Let's take this offline.
Heaven from hell. Blue skies from pain.
Brennan.
Yeah, what's going on?
Can you even tell a great field from a cold, steady rain?
I'm not sure that I can.
Okay, look, Brennan, I admire your push for intersectionality, but in the middle of a demo?
You're right.
Is that the time?
John, it's always the time.
What? That was an extended metaphor.
Extended metaphor one
Boom!
More time.
We weren't even doing yelling at yelling.
Look, we can't represent everybody here. We shouldn't.
Yeah. But, I mean, I can represent Janet Yellen pretty well. I thought I was doing a decent job of that. And for the record, I wasn't dying.
Choking.
I was being noncommittal.
Oh.
I was being, you know, bothersome.
Well.
So, anyway.
That was an extended metaphor.
Yeah, that was an extended metaphor.
What's our extended metaphor?
Play us out, boys.
Music? Oh, is this secretly the extended metaphor music?
Yeah. Ooh, listen to those electric horns.
And those guys are pretty good. Who is that?
Oh, that's Pink Floyd?
Pink Floyd? I don't. Where are they from?
It would be from England.
And when are they from?
The 1970s, mostly 60s, 70s.
Oh, and they're a band?
Oh, sorry, they're a band.
They do this a lot.
They well.
Or they did
appear on our show?
No, just make music.
Oh yeah, quite a bit.
Oh.
Albums such as Dark Side, Hove the Moon.
Okay.
The Wall. Wish You Were Here.
Sure.
Animals.
Okay.
The Division Bell.
Do they have one called We're the Band Pink Floyd and These Are Songs That We Made?
That is their greatest hits, yeah.
Oh, great.
That, okay. Yeah.
I just, every time a band comes out with an album that's not called that, I feel very confused.
Right.
And so I'm happy to hear it.
And other albums such as A Momentary Lapse of Reason? The Final Cut? Obscured by Clouds?
The way you're looking at your computer, it almost seems like you're reading these things.
I wasn't for the first ones.
No, I know. I was there. Nobody
good.
Else
all
was.
Right. But all right.
They're going to have to take your word for it.
Well, that's fine with me. So, Brent, I'm glad we've gotten to the bottom of some issues here. Intersectionality. Yeah, it's not. It's for all the time. I don't care. Here's the problem.
Okay.
With folks.
Let's get into it.
They think, oh my gosh, I'm too busy for intersectionality. I don't have time. I'm getting my coffee. I'm meeting my wife's parents for the first time. I'm doing a segment. I'm enjoying snow day. I'm doing a segment of Yelling at Yellen. No, folks, we just demonstrated that even when you're in the middle of a Yelling at Yellen, yeah, still time.
Guess what? Systems don't turn off.
Well.
Social systems.
Yeah, right.
I mean, guess what? Intersectionality, life, people's various identities intersecting, that doesn't take a day off.
Yeah.
So, no more snow days.
Yeah, until you guys learn a little lesson, no more snow days. That's, yeah.
Yep. Man, this is a weird segment.
Yeah, I feel pretty weird.
I feel weird yelling at people about this.
Yeah, I have a hard time adjusting my tone.
I would guess the 12 people that are listening probably know this stuff better than we do.
Oh, that would be unsurprising.
No, well, don't worry. There's only...
it's down at 10. Don't worry. We lost our kickers.
Oh, shoot. Well, the quarterbacks could throw off, though. So we'll be good.
What?
Instead of kicking off in the football game.
Oh, we'll do the...
each quarterback could just toss the ball.
Yeah. That always feels like a cop-out, though.
I mean...
When was the last touch football game you were in?
This week.
Really?
When was the last one this week?
Sure.
I didn't play any this week.
Okay, then I'll run that to ever.
Yep. A couple years ago. Maybe 2 years ago.
Care to explain any details, Bryn?
Yeah, it was... what was it? It was February.
Really?
3rd, I want to say. We went to this big old stadium, and we walk in through the tunnel, and I'm in a football uniform. And
Brent, I think that might have been tackle football.
People only touched me. No one tackled me. And at halftime, I want to say Beyonce performed... I don't remember. I think it was Beyonce.
I think it was Beyonce's also. Was that, were you on the Seahawks?
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Nothing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, it's been a while. How about you?
It's been, Thanksgiving Day. 2016. Yeah.
And, what team did you play for?
I played for Andy's team.
Okay. Kind of a weird name, but we'll run with it.
That's my big brother.
It's a family game of football.
Yeah.
So you guys didn't have uniforms or...
we had pennies.
...pads or anything? Oh, you did have pennies.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
My family is legit. We had cones, pennies, a couple balls. We had two games going at once. We do a round robin.
That's so fun.
My family brings cleats, and everyone else is like, why do you do that?
And then we're like... you're talking about it.
Yeah, and then we breeze past them.
That's the in our cleats. It goes.
Yeah. Brandon, do you want to cut to a track?
I would cut to a track. I got to tell you, I've been pretty distracted by these headphones not working.
I see that.
And I keep trying to put the headphones
back
together.
That seems fruitless.
They do seem broken. My understanding is that they were just about there. Tried to put them on. Broke them.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell it's been bothering you.
Yeah, sure. But I'll move on. I would do a track.
All right.
It's 8:31:35.
Ugh.
No better time for a track.
Don't I know it.
Unless you're talking about 8:31:50. Probably when the track's going to come on.
Yeah. Anyway, here's a little Fiona Apple for you losers. Listening to Our Comedy Electric. 55. You'll hear back from us soon. Bust the teeth around.
Every single night, I endure the flight of little wings of white flame, butterflies in my brain. These ideas of mine percolate the mind, trickle down the spine, swarm the belly, swelling to a blaze. That's where the pain comes in, like a second skeleton trying to fit beneath the skin. I can't fit the feelings in. No, oh, every single night's a light with my breath. What'd I say to her? What'd I say to her? What does she think of me? That I'm not what I ought to be. That I'm what I try not to be. It's got to be somebody else's fault. I can't get caught if what I am is what I am, 'cause I does what I does. Then brother, get back, 'cause my breath's gonna bust open. The rib is the shell and the heart is a yoke, and I just made a meal for us both to choke on. Every single night's a fight with my breath. And my heart's made of parts of all that's around me, and that's why the devil just can't get around me. Every single night's alright. Every single night's a fight. And every single fight's alright with my rage.
Fiona Apple, that was her.
Fiona a day.
Brent, I just realized
some time to let that one.
I just realized we never turned the lights on.
Oh, usually keep the lights off. Usually.
Oh, yeah. I guess it just seems extra dark today.
Yeah, well, it's because of all the snow outside. That's very unreflective.
Listeners, I don't think he gets it.
Don't you say cool, because it's white, so the light doesn't bounce. Oh.
Oh, listeners.
Oh.
I. Brennan, are you having some kind of foot aneurysm?
No, it's a realization. It's a dawning realization.
Oh, I thought you were about to say, no, it's a real aneurysm. Which,
No, I know how reflected light works for the most part.
Do you?
Well, on a pretty basic
level. You okay if I quiz you on it?
No.
Brennan, I took one optics course.
I took no optics course.
Well, then I think we're good. As long as one of us has. That class was really funny because it was super hard and like depressing for the whole semester. And then he released like answers to the previous two tests and like answers to all the practice tests, which were from previous years. And then the final was open notes. So, I mean, I just printed out all those answers to see, you know, just so I could have like his work process. Cause the thing about optics is like, there's not a lot of like, there's a lot of different kinds of problems, like just from the same, like, yeah, there's just, it's not a very uniform,
right?
You know, it's not like high school physics where it's like, okay, like, oh, there's like balls falling down, things problem. You know, it's not like that.
Yes.
So I brought in all these tests, and then most of our final was just those same problems from the old tests and
really
our
smart.
Tests. So I just literally had all the answers.
That is terrific.
And I felt a little bad because I was allowed to have him, but I also felt like, as I cruised to victory.
As you rode that past test train into the sunset.
Now, Bren, you gave me a word over the break.
Yep.
Chair.
Chair was the word.
So I typed in chair review on YouTube. I sorted by view count. I went to one that had...
Oh, is it? Are we back to that good old classic Electric Hour segment?
Oh, heck yeah. It's time for a little YouTube MeTube. No theme music necessary.
No theme music needed.
Yeah, so I got this video.
The internet is our theme music.
It has no views. This is called Twin Over Twin Bunk Bed with Three Drawers Desk Review. Now, chair does not appear in the title of this video.
Maybe that was one of the tags.
It was in the description.
Boost that SEO.
Yeah, so this has no views. It's from 3 days ago. This was uploaded on Saturday.
All right.
So
Twin Over Twin Bed with Three Drawers Desk Review, consider this your big break.
We are a couple Hollywood agents. A
couple Hollywood execs. And we would like to turn this into a segment on our radio show.
Yeah. So anyway, let's see what this person has to say.
Check it out.
Whoa! Okay, instantly.
We gotta break this down for the
way lesson. Higher production value than we're used to.
This is one of the challenges of having a discussing visual videos.
Yes, the classic VVs.
VVs on an AR. That's visual videos on audio radio.
Yeah. Classic Vizvids. Vizvids.
So, the video starts, right? We think this is going to be good, but we don't know how good it's going
to
be.
Yeah, we got a black screen. Pretty standard video start screen.
2 seconds in, we got this beautiful... It appears to be mahogany.
Oh, I think it's undoubtedly mahogany,
Brent. Background. And right there across the screen in bold, Jay's Custom Creations.
Jay's Custom Creations in this lovely font. We just got a little message from one of our usual critics. She tuned in at just the wrong time. Brian, are you gonna tell her we had a discussion about intersectionality before this?
Literally typing that message.
All right, good, because it's important that they know. Once you're done with that, I think we can resume with just so that, you know, the discerning listener knows this is a season 6 segment. It's not, you know.
No,
whatever.
It's not an old classic. It's
not
classic.
An old classic. We're trying. Excuse me, it's called Pushing Boundaries. It's how new things happen.
Sorry, old Hollywood.
Yeah, this is new.
We're trying to move it past it. We're taking it to radio.
Yeah, all right. Anyway.
That's what the kids want.
Here we go. Let's start again, shall we?
Jay's Custom Creations.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Pass try. Wait, just a second.
Whoa.
This is no review of a business product.
I think this is something that Jay made.
Jay's doing a little bit of reflection.
Jay's Custom Creations, and I think it's Jay reviewing.
I think it might be Jay's Custom
Creations. Because it says,
custom
past project, Twin Over Twin Bunk Bed.
Well, let's take it to the tape.
Jay, speak for yourself.
And here is the completed bunk bed.
Jay, not really illustrating his process. That's okay. It looks pretty standard.
He's reviewing the bed. He's not reviewing the process.
I know, but it's just it's funny that he's like, here's my hard work, and here's the finished product. But anyway.
Fair enough.
The slats are 2x material instead of 1x material. They're all cut out into... Let's see. Whoops. Got one. Ooh. Have a nice cut out. Set in between these spacers
for the bed.
Yeah, we're
and
looking at
this rail is attached to
cut out edges
the side rail
so that all, the slats
with a screw that is hidden.
It's crucial.
Oh, you hear that?
By all the slats. Same with the posts.
Ooh, wow.
The
oh, he's married.
This rail is attached to this rail.
We see a wedding band on the hand.
Oh, with pocket hole screws behind
what of it?
Pieces of the ladder, so those two screws are hidden, but
back off.
We still have these outside screws showing.
Oh, we actually have a
both sides.
Oh,
double.
Is listen. Jay custom building the bed or building it from a bed kit? I would say it's unclear thus far.
It's unclear thus far.
It seems I would hazard a guess, which is that he custom built it, but. You know what? It's too early in the video to know for sure. I think that's a good question.
I'm just confused because the description... Hold on. I'm going to go to this mini URL in the description because the description says, in this video, I show you the buy twin over twin bunk bed with 3 drawers, desk, hutch, chair, and 5 drawer. For like, it seems like there's some robots involved here.
Oh. In making the bed or in writing the description of the video?
Making the description.
Because if it was robots making the bed, then it would not be Jay's custom creations.
Right.
Unless Jay's the name of a robot.
And then I click this link, and this is like a garbage... Like, this is all just ads in this link. I'm very confused how this video exists. Whatever. Let's keep watching.
Can you go back to the tape?
Yeah, listener, thank you for your texted question. You can text either of us at our phone numbers. Oh. What?
I'm about to click.
As ladders to go up to the top, which it's pretty strong.
Oh, he's climbing up there.
I can get up here very easily.
I'm very nervous.
And you know, I'm standing on one slat by myself.
Wearing shorts. We can confirm. Or at least capris.
But it's not, so.
I see some ankle.
It's very strong.
Wow. How are you going to get down?
Yeah, it feels like a workshop's a weird place to keep the
set down real quick.
Oh, he's going down.
Climb it back down. Now, there does not appear to be a ladder, but...
Well, he's using the end as a ladder.
So, yeah, both sides are ladders.
I think that's pretty common practice in bunk bed culture.
Side you use it on. And the top slats.
Got some great.
Just like the bottom slats.
Well. Yeah, I feel like this is a little redundant. I mean, he's already shown us
some space. There's the middle one. But that's it.
Hey,
full size bunk bed. Or, I'm sorry, twin size bunk bed. For a standard twin size mattress.
I thought he was going to say like a standard twin size human or something. Oh, he's just admiring it.
That's it, Jay.
At the end.
Good job.
Oh, wow. Like what you see? Like and subscribe, he says at the end of the video. Got some likes. Okay, well...
So...
What did we think of this review? What are our...
reviewing the review?
Well, yeah, that's what the whole segment's about.
We got another listener question.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Jay's sound quality is good. Does he have a Rode mic, do you think?
I'm going to dispute that. I don't think it... I think he was just really close to the camera.
Oh, interesting.
I think the camera was just next to his face. So
interesting.
I appreciate the listener's discerning questioning and attention to such details, but I personally, just looking at it and hearing it myself, I don't think he had an external mic.
I feel grateful that we have the chance to have listeners ask us questions and we just give our guesses. And opinions.
Yeah, we've not had... she's asking things that are just not... were not addressed in the video.
But, I mean, still, it's really nice. What? We got another listener question.
All right.
Are you critiquing my questioning?
No, not at all.
I didn't get to look at it.
No.
I think it is in reference to the video.
No. I'm critiquing us.
Yeah, no. I think we're just saying we feel kind of bad that we don't have any more concrete answers. These are good questions.
They're necessary.
And Jay didn't answer them, and we can't answer them with full confidence, and so that's just an apology to our listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, our listener says, I think I would maybe have a better idea if I could look at the video. What, should we read out the URL?
Obviously, yeah, I think we shall. All right, let's read out this effing URL if we're being so picky. All right, good Lord.
Oh, I was being genuine.
Oh.
Let's let the people know.
Sorry, all right. So you're going to, it's a secure link, of course. So, HTTP.
Is it one of those classic HTTPS?
Oh, yeah. Colon, /, you know the drill, www.youtube.com/. All right. So now it's a query string. So it's /watch?? V equals C, capital Q, K, 7, capital P, V, capital M, capital Q, G, Y, capital Q.
Once again, more of that. C, capital Q, K, 7, G, capital...
I couldn't do it all.
C, capital Q, K, 7. That's right. Capital P, V, capital M, capital Q, G, Y, capital Q.
G, Y, capital Q.
So that's a unique URL. Let me just... What if I just changed a couple of letters here? Do you think there's another one? Like...
Hey, we can check it out. We got nothing but time.
G-A-E. Ah, not a real video. Rats. I'm just going to keep trying URLs.
Sure.
Get
this makes for some good listening.
Ah, yes. Well, it's very therapeutic. Got to recommend to the listeners that you try this. Just go on YouTube, start just typing in URLs, seeing what they link you to. All right, I'm done.
A little palate cleanser from our clunky discussion of intersectionality.
Yeah.
A topic that if you are unfamiliar with, you should definitely look up because it is quite important.
Brennan, are we re-entering these waters?
Nope. I'm just saying I feel pretty bad about not doing a good job talking about an important thing.
Well, all right, sure.
But if you already know, we're all living it, then go on over to YouTube.
All right, so step one, get educated.
Step two, you're going to want to open up your computer. If it was already open from step one, from the getting educated, just leave it open.
Your web browser of choice.
You don't have to close it and open it.
Yeah, well, you certainly can't go to Tish to get educated today. And it comes full circle.
And it comes full circle.
Shoot, I couldn't figure out the pattern there.
Full circle.
Oh, what? Oh, you stopped. All right.
Full circle.
All right, I don't like this live tweeting. Yeah, we know the... All right, we know about the inherent... All right. God, jeefers.
We're all living it. The quote is, we're all living it, says a white guy on his radio show with another white guy.
Yeah.
That is both a good point and a good point.
Well, all right, sure. But we already addressed that. On our radio show.
On our fun, cool radio
show. It's just very distracting to get live critiques. It's just like literally a live stream of criticism comes into both of our phones. Oh, and Brennan's engaging. This is the first mistake.
Oh, no, I'm not engaging.
Oh.
Well, I just got a text message. I might not
Well, I just
engaging.
Got one too. All right. Oh. I shouldn't even. Be, all right. Now she's trying to walk it back.
That's a nice message. That's a nice message.
Well, Brennan, now that we're out of the woods a little bit, what's on your brain?
What's on my brain?
Yeah.
A little bit of snow?
Oh, boy. Brennan, you want to plug up that hole in the top of your skull.
What do you mean?
Never mind. I'll do it later.
I don't know what's the problem.
I'll do it later. I'll get some cork.
Okay.
I'll get some plaster. I'll get some planks.
Great.
Pave right over that thing.
My head is not that big. Something I'm a little bit sensitive about.
For the listeners.
My head's on the smaller side.
Brennan's... Really?
I don't know. I'm just saying things.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's an apt description for this whole app.
Oh, yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
I think this show is a rough draft. But this episode in particular...
This episode is like we wrote this episode in red pen. Like, that's how... That's how rough this is.
I have to go back over it in, like, Sharpie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay, right.
No, cross that out.
Oh, crap. Oh, my gosh. I completely forgot. Iditarod update.
Iditarod update? What?
Yeah. Bren, you weren't here last week when the Iditarod kicked off on our show, during the show.
What? We had the exclusive rights to the Iditarod?
Yeah. And it turns out Pan Moncada is a huge Iditarod fan.
I don't think I've ever followed the Iditarod.
Oh, my gosh. Well, at least you're familiar with it. Alana had no idea what we were talking about.
Really?
Because she is a dummy.
Well.
All right, you guys, let's get into the standings of the Iditarod from 1 week ago. It's still going. Race standings. All right.
Speaking of race standings.
Oh, my gosh. The guy who was in first last week is nowhere in the top 10.
I was going to make a, speaking of race standings, that's bad intersectionality joke. But then you just kept moving.
Oh. Zoinks. Hey, good one.
Thanks so much. Wait, so the guy that was in the lead last week, what happened?
I don't see him anywhere in the top 10.
Whoa, I did a run update.
Yeah, for real. Okay, guys, here's what's going on. Oh, whoa, these guys have like all different number of dogs left, too. Did they drop dogs as they're going? Holy cow.
What?
I don't know. They all started with 16 dogs, I think, or 14, and they all have different number of dogs.
Oh my gosh. That's scary.
I'm sure they're fine. So the guy in first is Mitch Seavey. Guess who's in second? Dallas Seavey. I think we got a couple of bros. Hold on. I think we got a couple of brothers. Oh my gosh, Mitch Seavey. Look at this guy. Looks like he
Mitch,
would.
Mitch Seavey, not Mick.
What? I said Mitch.
Oh, did you?
I may have garbled it a little bit.
Oh,
but
boy.
Yeah, Mitch, he's in first place. He's 56, born in Minnesota. His dad, Dan, ran the Iditarod in 1973. Does it say?
Is
he's a brother.
Yeah, that's my question.
Dallas.
Is it the Seavey brothers, or is it just two Seaveys?
I mean, I think it's just, oh, wait. Oh my gosh, it's his son.
No way.
It's his son. Dallas. Yes, Dan, Mitch, and Dallas. Three generations of Iditarod runners in the Seavey family, and they're in first and second.
Wow. You can't write that.
And Dallas won last year. He's the current Iditarod champion. Now, this guy is actually dressed like an athlete might be off the field.
He's got a polo shirt.
And a cap.
He's got a cap.
Baseball cap. So, yeah, that's, wow. What a, holy cow. Oh my gosh, he ran the junior Iditarod four times, and in 2005, he became the youngest musher in history to run the Iditarod.
Oh, man. Dallas Seavey.
Wow.
Classic.
Yeah, so these guys are in first and second, and third place is Nicholas Pettit. So
all you Seaveys out there applying to jobs?
He's pretty close.
When you write your CV, think about these guys.
Well, great. All right, so that was Iditarod update. They're going to finish in a couple of days, I think. I think it's about a 10-day race, so they should be done on Wednesday or Thursday.
Hey.
Thursday,
well,
Friday, I guess.
Maybe even sooner for good old Mitch in Dallas.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Wow. I mean, I just... this is just shocking to me that... Where's this guy? I think our guy from last week is just gone.
He's gone?
Hold on, I'm going to do a search on it. Yeah, he is not. Oh, wait. Seth Barnes, was that him? Or I thought his last name was Seth. Well, either way, wow, I feel for the guy.
Man, oh man.
He's, if it's the same guy, he's back in 41st place.
Whoa, out of how many places are there?
Oh, 67. Oh, and there's four people who've dropped out.
Wow.
So
does that mean people can get in the race if they didn't sign up in advance?
Brent, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think we might be thinking what each other is thinking.
Look, I don't know if you're thinking this, but I'm thinking.
Yeah.
We should read a PSA. And probably, probably start thinking about leaving.
Yeah, I could break open the this old good old fashioned PSA binder.
Yeah. Okay.
This is coming at you from the Iditarod.
Yeah. Live.
All right.
Live stream from our sled.
Oh, sorry. The PSA is written by the Iditarod.
Oh, okay.
We actually had four spots open.
Obren.
Okay, here we go.
I'm gonna catch up on these on this listener mail.
This is a Electric Yard classic. Ladder safety PSA.
Oh, such a classic PSA.
There is something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, toxic,
is
or
it
flammable.
A snake? Is it a flaming glass snake?
John, wait.
Is it an on fire?
It helps more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy.
You've never met my snake.
John, try to get this PSA.
Sorry, that's the name of my gross acoustic album.
That is the worst.
I know.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Missing one is even easier. Misusing one.
That mistake has been made.
Misusing
one. We played out a whole I missed my ladder scenario the last time someone said that. That's true.
Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
This is a statistic I've disputed.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts, community,
television. Radio. Oh my gosh, I completely forgot what
That's
we do.
That's why we should do. We gotta explain our listeners through visual segments.
We gotta get those visual vids on the audio radio.
That's the way it goes.
Well, Bren, our fine replacement is here. She's lounging on the couch.
She sure is.
And
was this our best episode ever? Yes.
Yes. Undoubtedly our best episode ever.
Definitely.
So I'm going to cue us out with the last track on Rebel Bucket's new EP. And
is that the same as Pink Floyd or is that something different?
This is it. So Pink Floyd was a different band. Okay. This is a band. They're an offshoot of Pink Floyd, obviously.
As all bands are.
And so this is all the members of Pink Floyd.
Okay. Just in different outfits?
They're a different rock outfit. Yeah, they are a different outfit.
Right.
And they formed this new band called Rebel Bucket, and this is the last track off the new EP, If You See My Enemies. And I heard this
live
in concert. They said it was the second time they'd ever played it.
Wow.
When they did it.
That doesn't seem true. I feel like they played it a couple times in the studio.
But everyone knows playing in the studio is different.
Yeah, well, Rebel Bucket could have made that a little bit clearer. I'm sorry for taking up all this time.
That's okay. I'm going to play the track now. This has been Our Comedy Electric for John C. Murfield and old Bren Dog. Hey, boss those teeth around.
Boss them around.
And have a good spring break also.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks.
Here's the track.